Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. How would you feel if the next development project in your city began with a detonation of a nuclear warhead? You probably would consider such an idea absurd. Yet for nearly three decades, the United States government experimented with a similar notion as part of a program named Operation Plowshare. Created in the 1950s by the Atomic Energy Commission, Operation Plowshare sought peaceful uses of nuclear weapons technology. The project took its name from the Old Testament passage in the book of Isaiah. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Government officials hoped to use nuclear weapons for excavation purposes. Just like dynamite is used to clear land for roads and mines, officials reasoned, so too could atom bombs be used to help dredge harbors or clear the way for canals. For 28 years, a total of 35 tests were conducted. The most striking example of these was the Sedan test, in which a 104-kiloton device was detonated 600 feet underground at the Nevada test site. While the explosion displaced 12 million tons of earth, more than 1,000 times the weight of the Titanic, the blast was imprecise. The experiment was deemed a failure. Operation Plowshare was discontinued in 1973, but the nuclear weapons that it might have used remain. More than 7,000 active warheads are still stowed in various bunkers across the United States today. The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities, music by Kathleen Sabo.